Welcome to a Friday edition of 7 minutes of Saints for Gary, Saints Happy Hour podcast. Andrew, we're giving it to him again free, but you need to pay your $7 a month so you can get daily Saints news and analysis every fucking day. Do it. There ain't another podcast on this earth that is delivering you as much content as we do, fast and easy to digest. Andrew, it's official, baby. Jared Cook is a Saint. Cameron Meredith took a giant pay cut. Your thoughts?
Well, tight end was a huge need. You know, Cook has kind of had a late career resurgence, or not resurgence, just coming of age, I guess, at 32 years old. So Saints need a tight end. He's a good receiver. It's a good fit. Hopefully he can produce at the same level he did last year. If he does, that's a huge win. We don't know the contract terms yet, but, you know, what's interesting is Saints have, like, after that Meredith move, they have about $18 million in cap space. And when you look at that, that's a lot of money. I'm wondering if we're about to see a bunch of one-year deals. I wonder if Cook is going to be a one-year deal. I wonder if Anta is about to get a hefty chunk of change for 1 year. I wonder if the Saints are going to go all in on several one-year deals where, you know, when Breeze leaves, those guys won't be back unless they perform. And they get it affords the opportunity for some of these guys, maybe Ziggy Ansah, to hit the free agent market again next year if he has a good season. But just surprising to me that all of a sudden the Saints have that much cap space. And that's the first thing that comes to my mind is, are we about to see a bunch of one-year contracts?
Yeah, and the one question I have about the $18 million, what all of the contracts that the Saints have done, what all of them are processed, you know? Is Eason through? Is Bridgewater? Because, you know, Bridgewater can sign the deal, right, with the Saints, but the Saints might wait to send it to the office to process it all through. So, but if everything's processed and they still have $18 million of cap space, man, they can go, like you say, and they can say, hey, all right, Ziggy Ansah, fine. Here's 1 year, $6.5 million. You know, and throw him a little extra to close it down. You know, here's the thing with Cook. Looking at his 2 year stats, he had 68 catches for 896 in 2018. In 2017, he had 54 for 688. So I think it's kind of fair. Like, if he splits the difference and you get 60 catches out of him for 700 yards and 3 touchdowns, what does that do for the Saints? Because I don't think you're not getting something spectacular out of him. I don't think. I think if you get 60 catches and 700 yards and 3 or 5 touchdowns, you're doing all right. I think the goal you want is 2015 Ben Watson. I think that's a reasonable expectation, is it not?
That's probably best case scenario, honestly. I don't know that that's a realistic expectation for me. That to me, that's best case scenario. I think a realistic expectation is Kobe Fleener. You know, what Kobe Fleener did for the Saints. That's realistic. And I mean that in terms of production. I don't necessarily mean it in terms of the inconsistency. I think Jared Cook could maybe give the Saints a little bit more in terms of efficiency than Fleener did. But in terms of just sheer raw numbers, I think Fleener is realistic and Watson 2015 is probably ceiling.
Okay, so split the difference and you get 60 catches?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is for Cook, and he's older. You know, the thing about him is he has a really interesting career because he got paid twice on spec, you know? What did he get? He got it from Tennessee and he got it from the Rams, I believe, right? So he's like when you look at a tight end, and you're like, man, I'm going to build one in Madden. He's a guy that that's how you build it. 6'5", you know. I mean, he didn't get paid. Titans was his first team, so he didn't get paid from them. But, you know, he had gone from 29 to 49 to 44. And then he got paid from the Rams, you know, and he was 51, 52, 39, 30, you know. And the Rams, you know, those are the Jeff Fisher Rams of being a fucking disaster on offense. with Sam Bradford and not really good quarterbacks. You know, the one sort of thing is Green Bay, you figure, well, he was plugged in with Aaron Rodgers and he only caught 30 balls. But if you look at the Packers under Mike McCarthy, they don't know what the fuck they're doing with tight ends. Like, they didn't really – like, Graham, you could say, well, he had a bad year and he was hurt. But I watched some of their games, and I was always like, what are you doing with Graham? Why are you having him run these routes that he's not great at? Like, I feel like that year is not so much on him. But I do think a 60-catch year is fair. What do you think his – price, what do you think he'll end up costing the Saints, because we don't have the numbers yet?
Yeah, I mean, my guess is he'll get 2 years, $12 million. You know, that would be, I think the Saints lowballed him. That feels like low for a guy that produced at his level, but he's 32, so I think if it's more years than that, you start to be like, what? And if you see more money than that, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if he's $7 million a year. I would start to feel like it's pricey if it's more than that, more than 7 a year. But, you know, that's probably the ballpark. I mean, anything less than 7 feels like a really good deal.
I don't really give a shit what they pay him if they can eject completely after 2019.
Right.
You know?
That's the key.
Yeah, you know,
and like I've said this before on the podcast, but I think tight end, I still want a youthful, promising tight end in on this roster. And so – I don't think this precludes them from drafting tight end in the draft at all. In fact, I think they should.
No, and that's what I was arguing with people on Twitter. They're like, why are we paying an old guy a tight end? We could just draft one. I'm like, first of all, just because they signed Cook doesn't mean that they wouldn't draft one, but it gives you more flexibility. The last thing you want is the Saints, because look, and I know everybody's like, this draft is so deep at tight end, bro. They could just wait and get one. But the thing is, you think it's deep. I might think – I haven't watched shit. But here's what I know about NFL teams. The Saints are going to grade all those tight ends, and some of the ones that people think are awesome because they watch YouTube highlights and people that actually watch film on Twitter, the Saints are going to look at it and be like, these are the three tight ends we like. And if they ain't there, we ain't fucking picking a dude. And if you don't believe me, remember back when they needed a guard, and we were like, man, this draft is loaded at guard. It's loaded. And they went through, and in the second round, after the first round, Sean Payton was all sad because he was like, I don't know if we're going to get a good player. I mean, they had a lot of good guys get picked, especially at guard. He named the guy that the San Francisco picked, and he named the guy that Seattle picked, which those guys ended up being busts. But my point was, the Saints looked at guard and was like, there's only like three dudes, and if they're not there, we're not taking them. And they didn't pick a guard the whole fucking draft. And we were like, what? So, that's what it's going to be at tight end. Like, I think they're gonna go through and they're gonna have a couple guys that they like, and I think they'll be willing to move. They won't be desperate now, but I think they'll still be willing to move. You know, like if a guy they really like falls into the 50s, you know, you can move up. You can give two of the fifths and get yourself up in the below 50s, maybe, you know, or mid 50s and get a guy. So I don't think Cook changes anything about what they could doing the draft at tight end. It just makes it less of a, oh my God, we got to get one.
Yeah, no, that's well said. And, you know, if they can get a pass rusher, hopefully a slot guy, then maybe even a safety, then I think the need for some of that other stuff we talked about, then you really can just draft best player available. And that's what Mickey Loomis wants to do. And so that's always a strategy in free agency, is to set himself up to where he doesn't have to draft for position.
Yeah, and other news Saints did recently is Cam Meredith took a giant pay cut from the Saints, and he's coming back. And you know, I have been a guy where I have said consistently, you know, people were like, he was a prime candidate to get cut and create a bunch of space. And my thing was, I hope they redo his deal and don't cut him, because I really liked him when they signed him last year, but I always felt, especially when we got more on his knee injury, like he didn't just like tear one ligament, like he did the whole blow it up knee injury. And I was always like, that's a 2-year process with him. And the Saints need to, maybe he's no good. Maybe his knee is fucking wrecked. I don't know, but you've already outlaid the millions of dollars. Bring his ass back in August and see what he has. And if his knee is still balky, injury settle his ass out the door. But I look at him and I still think he's a quality guy. And you're already committed to it. Like, it doesn't hurt. Like, now you've made the move, right? A free agency. There's no sense in jettisoning him now. You're going to be able to do everything you want. Keep him, see what he's got. And he did some stuff last year. I'm not ready to call him a failure yet.
I'm with you. I like him as a receiver, and you know, he had that big preseason game in week 4 where that showed a little promise that, hey, maybe this guy can be productive for the Saints. And he's got the size. He's got the ability after the catch. He's got a little speed if his knee's recovered. And so I just view Meredith as kind of a disappointment in year 1 because of how things transpired with his knee. But I'm hoping
they needed him. And it worked out. They really would have. They needed him. They need another guy.
So I'm glad he's coming back. It's kind of like you said, right now there's not a ton of competition so on this roster with him. So there's an opportunity there for him if he can get healthy and he can play well. There's a chance for him to come back and be productive in this offense. So mm-hmm. I'd like to see. I'm glad he's back too.
Yeah. So listen, people, this one is free as well, but pay your $7. Okay. And if you join now and you pay $7 on Patreon, you get a free fucking beer koozie. And anybody that's on Podbean, if you move over to Patreon by May 1st, you get a koozie too. And everybody that's already on Patreon, you get one too. So, I mean, Andrew, how could you say no to a free beer koozie? You can't.
Yeah, I mean, that's easily worth $400 instead
exactly.
of yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it'll be delivered via regular mail, but it will come with a handwritten note from my wife.
My wife.
So do it now. We'll see you next Monday. Thanks for supporting us. Have a great week.